You've seen Avengers Endgame. Here's what happens next in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by Eliana Doctorman. Warning, this post contains spoilers for Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame marks the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. Though many of the movie's characters died or retired, again, spoiler alert, others earned new titles or set off on missions across the universe. The highly anticipated sequel also sets up several upcoming Marvel movies, including solo superhero films for old favorites like Black Panther and newcomers like Shang-Chi. It also teased several series that are set to premiere on Disney's streaming service, Disney Plus, launching this fall. The end credits, which featured signatures from the first six Avengers cast members, Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, Iron Man, Chris Evans as Steve Rogers, Captain America, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow, Jeremy Renner as Clint Barton, Hawkeye, and Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner, Hulk, also emphasized that the original Avengers team is done. That leaves room for a new set of superheroes to team up on screen. Here are all the TV shows and movies coming to the Marvel Cinematic Universe now that Avengers Endgame is finally out. Is Avengers Endgame the last Marvel movie? No. Well, kind of. Avengers Endgame is the last movie in Marvel's Phase 3, which launched in 2016 with Captain America: Civil War. The film wraps up the franchise's main storylines while promoting other secondary and tertiary characters to center stage in future films and TV shows. What Marvel movies will come after Avengers Endgame? Marvel has remained tight-lipped about what movies will premiere after Avengers Endgame. There's probably a good reason for that. After all, the identities of those who perished were closely held until Endgame premiered. A date for the Spider-Man sequel, Spider-Man: Far From Home, had been announced, but that is it. All we know for certain is that Marvel is planning three movies for 2020, three movies for 2021, and three movies for 2022. But Marvel Studios has cast a few new characters and hired scriptwriters for several movies, so we can puzzle together what they might have in the works. Spider-Man: Far From Home, July 2, 2019. Tom Holland will return as the web-slinger, and Jake Gyllenhaal is set to play villain Mysterio. Spider-Man 3, TBD. Holland has signed a contract for three solo Spider-Man movies. Black Panther 2, TBD. The critically acclaimed Black Panther became the first superhero movie to ever be nominated for Best Picture, so it's fortunate for Marvel that director Ryan Coogler has agreed to return for the second installment with star Chadwick Boseman. Doctor Strange 2, TBD. Writer-director Scott Derrickson has agreed to come back for the Doctor Strange sequel. Benedict Cumberbatch and Benedict Wong will also return. Captain Marvel 2, TBD. Brie Larson's Captain Marvel will almost certainly get a sequel film, given the box office success of her first outing. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, TBD. Guardian fans will have to wait a couple years before they see Groot and Rocket in action again. James Gunn, who has helmed the last two Guardians movies, was fired in 2018 after offensive old tweets resurfaced. He was rehired by Marvel in March 2019. In the interim, Gunn agreed to write and direct the forthcoming Suicide Squad 2, which means he can't begin production on Guardians 3 until 2021. Hopefully, the wait will be worth it. Thor joins the Guardians at the end of Endgame, which means he could be on board for the new movie. A Black Widow prequel, TBD. Marvel has confirmed that Black Widow is getting her own standalone movie, directed by Kate Shortland, Lore. Scarlett Johansson will reprise her role from the Avengers films, with Florence Pugh also appearing. Shang-Chi, TBD. Marvel Studios is working on its first feature film with an Asian lead. In the comics, Shang-Chi is a master of martial arts. Dave Callahan, Wonder Woman 1984, will write, and Destin Daniel Cretton, Short Term 12, will direct. Eternals, TBD. Marvel has begun casting for an ensemble movie based on The Eternals, an evolutionary offshoot of the human race. Angelina Jolie and Kumail Nanjiani have signed on to the project. Chloe Zhao, the writer, will direct. Ms. Marvel, TBD. Kamala Khan, a.k.a. Ms. Marvel, has become a beloved character in the comics. She is an Inhuman who can stretch her body and idolizes Captain Marvel. Marvel head Kevin Feige has said that there are plans to introduce Ms. Marvel to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Another superhero team-up movie, TBD. Given the already staggering box office success of Avengers Endgame, it's hard to imagine that Marvel would give up the chance to make more superhero team-up movies, which tend to draw from across fandoms and sell more tickets. They will probably drop the Avengers name, but our guess is a new team will emerge. They will occasionally have to join forces to stop particularly massive threats. What Marvel TV shows will come after Avengers Endgame? WandaVision. Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany will star as Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch, and Vision. Presumably, the show is a prequel to Avengers Endgame because Vision remains quite dead at the end of that movie. But here's a surprising twist. Olsen said recently that the show is actually set in the 1950s. Maybe the couple uses some extra Pym particles to time travel together? Loki. Ricky and Morty writer Michael Waldron will serve as showrunner for this series about everyone's favorite trickster god. Thanos killed the 2018 version of Loki in Avengers Infinity War. But when the Avengers travel back in time to 2012 in Avengers Endgame, that version of Loki steals the Tesseract and escapes. The show will likely follow this 2012 Loki across time and space. Hawkeye. Hawkeye was going back to retirement at the end of Endgame, but not for long. A Hawkeye series in which Jeremy Renner's Clint Barton trains his protege, Kate Bishop, is reportedly in the works at Disney+. Falcon and Winter Soldier. Steve Rogers passed the Captain America mantle to Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon, at the end of Avengers Endgame. So Falcon and Winter Soldier will probably take on the more spoilery title Captain America and Winter Soldier. The show cannot be set before the events of Endgame, since Bucky was either evil, in hiding, or in a coma the entire time that Sam was Falcon.